Thank you for calling PA Health and Wellness.
Para continuar en español, oprima 8.
If you believe this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911 or go to your nearest emergency room. Our menu options have recently changed. Please listen carefully and select from the following options. If you are a member or participant, press 1. If you are a...
To check participant eligibility, press 1. Claim status, 2. Vision, 3. Dental, 4. Pharmacy, 5. If you are calling about calls related to personal assistance services, home accessibility equipment, or calls related to home community-based services, press option 6.
Okay, please enter your NPI. You may also enter your Promise ID. Okay, please enter your NPI. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. Please hold while your call is transferred.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling PA Health and Wellness. This is Ashley speaking. May I be first and last name, please?
Hi, my name is Dina. I'm reaching out from Family First Home Care. I was calling to get in contact with the service coordinator for a mutual member.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to help you with this. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great, and if I may have your MPI, please.
Can I provide the tax ID?
Sure.
Okay, it's 82284-3555.
Thank you. And if you can spell out your first name for me, please.
Yes, it's D as in dog, I, N as in Nancy, A.
Great. And I got callback number?
That'd be 267-551-7429.
Thank you. And just a friendly reminder, you can always utilize the provider portal at pahealthwellness.com for claims or authorization inquiries. And if I may have the member's ID number, please.
What'd you say?
I may have the member's ID number, please.
Sure. All right, so that'd be 6601052308.
Participant's full name and date of birth.
First name is Derek, last name is Minter. Date of birth is 4/22/1970.
Are you aware if the participant has any other insurance?
No.
That's just fine. I do see the participant is currently active, effective 1/1/2019, signed under LTSS Duo. And it's okay if I place you on a brief hold to get in contact with the service coordinator?
Sure.
Great. One moment, please. you so much for holding. I appreciate your patience. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I got the service coordinator's name and number for you first. So mm-hmm. Her name is Rosemary, last name Graham. Mm-hmm. Her phone number is 445-444-2291.
Okay. And is she in now?
I'm actually going to go ahead and give her a call now. I just need to make sure I got her information first before I connect you with her. Was there anything else I could do for you?
No, that's it. Thank you.
No problem. Right, bear with me just a moment. Appreciate your patience. Thank you for holding. Appreciate your patience. Unfortunately, the service coordinator was not available, so I am going to send a message requesting that she follows up with you. Just to confirm, your phone number is 267-551-7429. Hello, Ms. Dina. Are you still there?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Can you mention in the request that we do need an authorization for this member as he's switching agencies and he's ready to start?
Okay, one moment. Did he place the request already, or do you know if the request was placed?
I believe he did. I need a follow-up to guarantee, but he was told to.
One moment. I'm looking now. No, I do not see the request was made, so I'll go ahead and I'll send the message over that. The participant is requesting to change in a follow-up with you. Mm-hmm. Right, and one more time to confirm your phone number, 267-551-7429.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fantastic. And were you satisfied with our call today?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you for calling today at the moment. You have a great day now.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.